DreamWorks Animation, the film company that produced Shrek and Kung Fu Panda, says that from now on, all of its animated films will be made in 3D. That policy kicks off tomorrow with a 3D science fiction comedy. Bob Mondello says whatever else you think of monsters versus aliens, there's no denying it has depth.
Asteroids whiz past your head before you've quite got your 3D glasses settled on your nose, and a few seconds later, a character bounces a paddle ball in your face, at which point the filmmakers figure they've established that their gimmick works and are ready to roll out a little plot. One that's been resurrected from 1950s sci-fi, actually. A radioactive meteorite landing just a little too close to a wedding.
Wow. You're glowing.
Thank you.
No. No, Susan, you're, like, really glowing. You're green.
Not only is she green and glowing, she's growing really big, like Attack of the 50-Foot Bridezilla big. And when the government spirits her away to its secret monster warehouse, she discovers that she's not the only 50s feature creature they've locked up. There's an ape-fish hybrid from the Black Lagoon, a mad scientist with the head of a cockroach, and a friendly but brainless blue gelatinous blob.
Oh, my back! Just kidding! I don't have a back!
Forgive him, but as you can see, he has no brain.
Turns out you don't need one! Totally.
At least not for this kind of story, which is, let's note, designed to work on several levels. Slapstick for the kiddies.
Yeah!
Ow! Wordplay for their parents.
Has the Earth gotten warmer?
That'd be great to know that. That'd be a very convenient truth.
And 50s sci-fi campiness for any granny or gramps old enough to recognize a good Mothra reference. But with all that going on, not to mention a five-eyed squid who wants to rule the world, sharp voicing by Reese Witherspoon, Seth Rogen, and others, and a battle that flattens the Golden Gate Bridge, you'd think the picture would be more engaging. Instead, it's mostly an excuse to hop from one depth perception exercise to the next. It would be oversimplifying to say that, unlike Pixar animators who center their films, say Finding Nemo or WALL-E, on emotional stories, DreamWorks animators build pictures around gimmicks, but in the not-so-grand tradition that gave them nothing but Jerry Seinfeld shtick in B-Movie, they are so reliant on three-dimensionality in Monsters vs. Aliens that they've had to put sight lines before storylines, setting up every scene so that something in it can be sent careening at your head. After a while, you start spotting the setups, and once you do, the careening is predictable and gets old pretty fast. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.